Yes, hello. My name is yes, hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I would not ask you for donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes, sir?
Where are you calling from?
Sir?
Where did you say you're calling from?
I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can you help me out with a couple of minutes, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you are Mr. Juan Hernandez, correct?
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Hernandez, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
With the union, 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, terrazzo mechanical finisher, or bricklayer, PCC restoration, plasterer, tile setter, tile or marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, or cement mason?
Tile setter.
Okay. And on the last job, sir, that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? I mean, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months? I mean, in your craft, if any.
Well, this year it's been slower than others, but it's keeping pretty busy.
Okay, so you say 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks? 5 to 12 weeks?
Talking about like in a year?
Yes, this year.
I've probably been out like probably anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay. All right, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary? Go ahead.
It hasn't been like consistent, but it's like if you add up like all the weeks I haven't worked, probably like 5 or 6.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Okay. And sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Okay, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of on the union projects in your community?
I believe there is.
Okay. You believe there is. Okay. And sir, and yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
Was there a what?
A steward.
What does that mean?
Okay, a union steward, sir, is also known as a union representative or shop steward. It's an employee of the organization or company, but is also a labor union official.
From local court? No, I haven't seen.
Okay. And have you ever, yes or no, have you ever been appointed a job steward by the union?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
You talking about like in the last year or since I worked in the union?
Since you worked in the union.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, thinking about the last job in which you worked, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
I don't know.
All right, sir. Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be a less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More unemployment than now.
More than now? Okay, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situations, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to stay about the same.
Stay about the same? All right. Now, switching gears a little bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust air quality, or no safety concerns at all?
I think it's just careless people.
Careless people on the job? Okay. All right. Now, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir?
No.
No? And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing.
I didn't hear you.
Picketing.
I'm not sure what's that.
Okay. All right, sir. And in the last 4 months, how often did the local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
All right.
Not too often.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And we have friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers, or radio.
Social media.
Social media will be your first one?
Yes.
Okay, and what would you be your last one, sir?
You said like newspaper?
Yes, I said friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, cable news, print online newspapers, or radio?
Radio.
Okay. And we got friends, neighbors, local TV news programming, cable news.
Local neighbors.
Okay, and then we got three more. Friends, you said local TV news and programming, cable news or online newspaper?
News.
Okay, sir. And then we got local TV news or local TV news programming or print or online?
Online.
All right, sir. We're almost done here. Thank you for helping me out. All right, let me see right here. Okay, now which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, healthcare, education, foreign policy, jobs in the economy or something else?
Union support.
Sir?
Union support.
Okay. All right, sir. And as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon Act. The standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, it's the first time I'm hearing about him or her.
Okay. Well, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is most important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or not very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I'm not sure what that means.
Would you like me to repeat it, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Now, as you may know, the Davis and Bacon Act, it ensures that payment for prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, would you say that is more important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support this?
Is it about just general workers, construction workers, or union?
Union. You say very important?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis Act?
I don't think so.
Which one would you say? The Republican? Okay, let me read it. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strong supports the prevailing wage provisions of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, Stellantis, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I'm well, I would have to know the facts.
Okay, not a problem. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve that the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Sir?
No comment.
All right. What about the economy?
I hope it gets better.
Okay. The question is, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
When he's done, that's what I disapprove.
As far as the economy?
Yeah, disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, and what about the foreign affairs?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, and what about healthcare?
I really don't know too much about that.
Okay, that's fine, sir. That's perfectly fine. And what about immigration? You disapprove strongly? Okay. And let me see right here. The last one is support for labor unions. How would you rate that, sir?
Not approve.
You approve somewhat or you approve strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. Now, we're almost done here, sir. Thank you for helping me out. Now, do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove. disapprove.
Disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
All right, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you do not think you will vote at all?
Yes, I will vote.
Almost certain?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, from whom would you vote, sir?
No comments.
Not a problem. Okay, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I think they have to read the article that I sent.
All right, sir. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, or good, or just excellent?
I'll say just fair.
Okay. Now, sir, this is just in your own words. How would the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
My own words?
Yes, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service, sir?
Going out to projects and fighting for the union jobs.
Okay, so I have it here, sir. Going up on projects and fighting for union jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Now, union jobs. Now, we're almost done here, sir. I just got one last question. Union jobs. All right, sir. All right, and what do you think is the most, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? In your own words, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on right now?
And their apprenticeship. Taking more time with apprentices, sharpening the skills.
Taking more time to sharpen your skills?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got in their apprenticeships, taking more time to sharpen the skills. Taking more time to sharpen their skills, apprentices. I'm sorry, sir. I made a little typo right here, but I'm fixing it right now. Okay. Now, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, email, text, or mail?
Email. Text.
You said text?
Yes.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Do you repeat the question?
Sure, not a problem. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four times a year?
A couple of times a year.
All right, sir. All right, and I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Sorry, you got cut off. Can you repeat that?
Sir, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, not a problem. And do you think yourself as a closer to a Democratic or Republican Party? Sir?
Yeah.
Do you think yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
The way I see things, I'm Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have representative sample, what is your race, sir?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, verification purposes for my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Juan.
Juan. J-U-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Juan, thank you very much for your time. This concludes the survey for today, and thank you very much for helping me out. You have a blessed evening, okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.